So Kieran went to Body and Soul, and we're all thankful that he came back whole. But I think our friendship will suffer if he does not take me with him next time, brother. I want to plant that idea in his head, but I think he can palm off what I said. Oh, to fail in one's own avalanche of emotional blackmail.
Most of them. See a body and soul next year. our last Novell regular recently is going to be this is going to be his last Novell tonight for a little while anyway, and because dear friend Marcel is returning to Germany after being here for 10 months, and he's up here to stay at home for us tonight. So we have a nice little corner, please.
Thank you for having me. I think it will be a night for rhymes, in fact, because I will read the poem in rhymes as well. And the main character is the Beamish. And actually, I should thank God that it's rain because it's really connected to my poem. On the other hand, I wanted to read to Paul especially because 3 weeks ago, just accidentally, I took a sip of his beer. Normally, he is drinking Murphy's, and I knew when I did it something was wrong because I'm drinking Beamish. So, Paul, that is for you. And you might have told him that he should listen to the recording. And the poem is called Spirit and Ales. There I cycled through the pouring rain. In front of the long valley I stopped again and looked at the window, read Spirit and Ales. Behind the glass I would have the spirit of tales. I popped in for one Beamish, not more. Never I have performed a miracle before. But when a passerby grasped my half-empty pint and left this full one, I transformed it into mine. At first, I was confused. It took me a while until I drank his beer with a smile. And then I got the idea for a beerish treat. Another Beamish should come to me so sweet. I wondered and shook my head. I will never forget what I said. Abracadabra, my beer's almost empty. Send me a passerby that I have plenty of all that yummy holy liquid which I forever stick with. And suddenly a stranger started to be hasty with something so completely tasty to make it different he wasn't able and to reach for my glass from the magic table. Believe it or not, I got a new pint to savor, a miracle that gave the night a distinctive savor. To afford a Beamish as a special poet's fee, you buy only one and get two for free. So, I would like to say some words as a farewell to you. It's definitely my last contribution today. And as you might have took notice that I'm not so talkative. That means, nonetheless, I enjoyed every minute I was here. I'm more as an observer and a visual thinker. Maybe I have lots of common with Alexa. Yeah. And I wanted to say thank you for your host, your kindness, and the lots of inspiration I got in this congregation. I was really happy to be here to enjoy this, what you do here, almost for over 10 years, in fact. And that's why I'm a little bit naughty. I'll read the second one. A poem I have written for almost 30 years, in fact. This is one of my first poems, but still, I think stick to it. First it was written in German, and then later on it I translated it into English. It's called Early Hours. Belonging to the sound of leaves, growing up with the tunes, those come from outside and inside, as if it knocked at a door and someone said, it's me. Belonging in a room that has a window and it opens wide to a swarm of thoughts, which later on feeds in the trees. In another year, belonging to someone else who doesn't want to possess, although taking what I can give. Belonging to a time and hear what it says, and the falling rain as wind on my cheek. This allowed me to go when my time comes. Thank you.
Ben Burns, next week.
Crows. Lying sideways in bed, curtain open, the view is of a grey sky and the slate roof of the house opposite, concrete chimney. A crow swoops up and lands on the chimney, hops down the hole, is gone for a minute, reappears, beak full, flies off. A few minutes later, the crow flies back, is joined by another, two crows, dark shapes against the light grey clouds behind them, boats on the horizon, boats at sea. I wonder what it's like to be a crow in the cold November day out there, feathers ruffled by the breeze, bodies stooped in commune around the hole of the chimney. I cannot know. A crow is not a crow to a crow. A crow is a crow.
Bernadette Gallagher next week.
I'm going to read a poem by Gabriel Fitzmaurice. A middle-aged Orpheus looks back at his life for Chris and Lisa Christopherson. I took my voice to places where no man should take his voice and hope that it would sing. All I wanted when I began was to strike up my guitar and do my thing. Haunted from home, I sang my song, while all around forgot their words and fell. In the underworld, I blundered on, in regions where not it but I was hell. I took my voice to places where no man should take his voice and hope that it would sing. I paid the price in lines that rhyme and scan, the last illusion to which singers cling, before they yield their song up to the truth they thought they could outsing in foolish youth.
Thank you, Bernadette. Jane Ryder, please.
I cannot sit here and beg, waiting as I have before to come to this exact same moment when you could change but don't. I cannot wait to feel your wrath and fear it. Fear that it may be mine too, for time has shown me all of my fear at once, forgotten by the choking hold of fingers interlocked, my skin on my own skin. I can hear our past, I can feel our present, you show me my future. Knowing that I could so easily fall into a land of twisted growth, where darkness shrouds all light, I cannot sit here and beg that we might grow and change together. But I will be here long after, loving you forever.
Thank you. Patricia Walsh, next, please.
Thank you, Ron. This is called Saving Helper. Going towards grain, being good for once, sackcloth and ashes in this age apposite, dying enough to buy a light, sacrificing delayed gratification for a stint in the sun. MacTalbot's change fills the body with infections. From that mass to this, he sank his addiction. Nicely venerable, putrefaction sort stalled, watched under glass in a revender's tragedy. Nice sacrifice, however fitful, wipes the slate, picking out gnats and swallowing camels. Monopoly on salvation held jealously, feeling social immobility a sure road to heaven. Paid compliments in the marketplaces, bread and water diets clean the various innards, feasting on essentials, keeping the soul sweet, rosary around your neck too holy for show. A badly written testimonial weeps for salvation, the run-on sentence reigning supreme. Barbed symmetry between next life and this. Eternal trials spilling out in the open. I could dance all night, eschewing the correct, eking pleasure from a sodden sackcloth, redeeming the nefarious from proper order, warming hearts on a devilish surprise. Thank you.
Attic. Always the same. The rain wearing away the walls. The insides renewing themselves. The damp and mould persist, except in the attic, where darkness swells. Always the same, the shapes dragging their limbs, moths mining the clothes of the grown, the gone, the ceiling below cracked from the weight. Always the same, the tanks and copper pipes, the webs, cocoons, and feather-light carcasses starved of flight. All this a lid on the living. They pretend that nothing is odd. The rain, the come and go of neighbours, a loping fox, the gang of rats chewing away at the cesspit. Always the same, the living, the youngest child, the generations inside, the tilting roof, forgotten toys, abandoned knitting, magazines, the issues stacked back to the day they came. Always the same, the living below, the parents, knowing the attic can breathe itself enormous. A cold grey dough, rising and folding, and rising into each corner, and always the children, curious, as if the past was an awful hunger.
Philip Spillane.
Yeah, I had a poem for tonight, but I texted my friend over in Portugal, Gabriella, them in a veil tonight, and she said, she phoned me up downstairs and she said, could you please read this poem tonight as representing her? And I was like, please don't text it in Portuguese. So yeah, so I'm going to read two poems tonight, one for myself and Gabriella's okay. Thank you. So I'm going to read my poem first, and I just want to say it's just strange how symbolism is going to say that word by itself, because I don't know, when you become a poet you just know the symbols everywhere, and it just sometimes it accidentally warp into your life, and just symbolism. This is called Moonset, and I wrote this for a friend. Moonset, stay still world, but sleep soundless. So it's possible to slide and curl into the moon's eclipse and sink into its zones, sink into its orbits and look on the earth, look down on us. But don't forget us, just sin and you'll remember us, son. But for now, sin sound is asleep. For now, wax with the moon, and that's when I remember you. Thank you. So this is Gabriella's poem in English. Thank God. Oh, come by the fields of lilies and daffodils, in the pale sweet days of yore, away upon the shore, two clovers hand in hand, hear the sighing of the land, sinning from its burning core. Oh, come by the fields of windy white pale mills, till the soul can sleep no more. Or come by the mountains and wish upon the lanterns that God saw as his net. Where dreams are ever set, we'll rest ourselves in stone and consume us to the bone of lover's sweetest death. Or come by the mountains when he amends the river's fountain, my heart sank in your breath.
Thanks so much, Philip. And, thank you. Gabriella has a really good story. It's really nice. Gabriella is similar as well to myself. Was in Cork for a while and shared quite a lot of herself. A lot of her work, a lot of beautiful voice, used to fill the room up with her voice. And she's still sharing her work with us. So, Marcel, if you want to take a leaf from Gabriella's book, and get Sam's a good man there, Jay.
I'll give you Kieran's telephone number there. That's what he's getting at, really.
Thanks very much. But,
I text that to you straight away.
Cedric, be calling this.
So, Ben, thank you very much for the words you gave me, but I'll keep going, I'll keep working on that one, so that'll be it for another day. This one is called The Guardian. She battled those demons many times. They were strong, numerous, relentless. Some of them were not even her own, but she won. He lost. She grabbed a stick and throws it far away. The young dog pursues it and loses interest, other sense seemingly more interesting. They walk together, separately, down the path through the thicket, full of concealed life. She paces like a wanderer, on the way marveled by the shadows of sunlight through the leaves. As she reaches the clearing, the Dalmatian dog joins her, a bigger stick between its teeth. When she stops, it drops its prize and sits by her side, waiting. The animal looks away until the battle starts, then stares at its owner. She has won before, the dog knows, it helped. This grave in the woods is just another battlefield. When she's about to give in and spit on it, the marble dog whines, bringing her back. Not today. Not today. She won't fall to anger. She won't accept to spite. She will not hate him. She won't hate herself for loving him. Not today. Instead, she picks the stick, swings and releases. The dog smiles and runs off, chases the remaining demons away.
Thanks very much, Cedric. We have Max Green, please.
Fails tonight. I was thinking about the story. I'm sure you might have read it because I circulated it. About Don Luis de Calamejo, and he came over to Mexico in the 60, the time of the Inquisition, because they only wanted the true bloodlines, and he did very well. But he was practicing a hidden practice of Judaism, and in those days the Inquisition could take you out for that, including for being a homosexual. So I don't use it in the long parameter, but you have to for this little short song. And he was amazing, because I think we all love old books and love calligraphy. And he had this tiny little manual he kept, which was beautifully, beautifully scripted. And it was so small, the size of his cell phone, he could keep it under his hat. And apparently, it was charted the last 30 days. So I was very moved by this, you know, and I was trying to make something out of it. And then I started researching more, and I found a whole other story that he was a damn fine Indian slaver, and that he was dead when he was 60, and that he was dead before his auto de fe was executed. So a little tiny bit of all that has to be read before the short song. I like to make an A4 out of everything. What's called crypto, which is Greek for hidden. Don Luis de Calico, a hidden book beneath your hat, the hidden fate, your crypto Judah, all to your faith long outlasted. They made you listen to your mother. In your pain came 30 names,
of your children and your mother. Then they brought them in chains. But morals can be complicated. Indian slaves you persecuted. The judgmental world placated. When the church had you arrested, silently you write your script, wholly from the good book script, speaking of your daily torment, secrets for a museum kept. Don Luis de Calavejo, a hidden book beneath your hat. The hidden fate, your crypto Judah, our tour de fave long outlasted now.
That's it.
Thank you so much, guys. Nice one to talk about all the words this evening. Very beautiful open mic there, very beautiful evening. To round off the open mic, we're going to have Charles Clare.
Beckers was not there that evening. They served Irish whiskey in a tumbler. Very correct.
So we close the 515th Ovale. Big thank you to the Long Valley Bear. We're all going to go across to Maine for a chat and a drink, and possibly there could be some hummus. So yeah. Thanks so much. Hopefully, get a big round of applause again for our guest, please.